Big weekend in college sports, especially in New Hampshire. It's UNH hockey, University of Vermont, coming to the Whittemore Center. It's Coach Humility weekend. I know, when I say that, he's like, oh, brother, okay.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. But it's a great night to sort of celebrate his career. Matter of fact, tonight at the game versus Vermont, first 2,000 fans are going to get a throwback Humility jersey.
Awesome.
And there's some cool stuff going on tomorrow
night. Gizmo will be there tonight.
Yeah, Gizmo's going to be there. And then tomorrow night, first 2,000 fans at a 7 o'clock game at the Whittemore Center get a one-of-a-kind Dick Humility bobblehead. And there's going to be some alumni coming back. So it is a celebration. But it's also going to be a great hockey game. Coach Humility joins us on the phone.
Did you ever think in a million years you'd have your own bobblehead? Because that's
imagine
pretty cool.
That's when you really make it, getting the bobblehead, Joe. I'm frightened to look at it, to be quite honest with you. I haven't seen it, who knows?
I've seen it. It's good.
Oh,
it
looked
just like, oh, no, I mean, sometimes they don't get it, but they did a nice job on this one, I got to say. I was very impressed. But first and foremost, we got a big hockey game. I mean, this is big. Tied in the standings, Vermont, New Hampshire, very good matchup coming up tonight. And it's an important series tonight at the Witt, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real important. And they're coming off a good weekend, as we did last weekend against Providence College up in Burlington. They had a good weekend. So, yeah, we're right there. We're totally even within the league. And it's all about home ice for the first round in the playoffs. So it's going to be an important weekend. Two games starting tonight.
Yeah, the monkey off the back, obviously, last week, getting the win after a stretch where you're winless for a little bit. I know, but it does put a little bit of a little bit of pep in the step, I'd imagine. A little bit easier getting on the ice this week?
Yeah, no doubt, Greg.
Yeah.
It was, as you said, a monkey off our back. Guys have been playing well, but we just couldn't find a way to win them. We tie or lose. But right now, things are good. We're feeling good about it, and everything's in front of us, and we're looking forward to this weekend.
So what's the key with Vermont? You know, Sneddon does a great job. He's a big fan of yours, obviously. What do you got to do to...
They're getting great goaltending right now, and I think there's a lot of similarities. They've struggled a little bit scoring goals, but they play real hard defensively. They're quick, and they're getting excellent goaltending, and they're coming off a real good weekend on the power play. So we'll have to pay attention to that, stay out of the penalty box, and... I think they went 3-for-5 Saturday night against Providence. So,
So you had a visitor, had a couple of visitors drop by the office this week.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, he obviously couldn't make it this weekend. Jason Krog, one of the all-time greats, came by along with Derek Becker. They were playing in the outdoor tournament up in Winnipesaukee last weekend.
Right.
So we got a chance to spend a couple hours together. It was great. He looked great. It looked like I could have put him in uniform, and he'd gone out there and played.
You know,
that's how good he looked. But we told some stories, and it was fun. It was great, and that's what. Hopefully, we play well and things go well this weekend. There's going to be a lot of alums and fans, so it'll be an exciting weekend for UNH.
And you keep in touch with a lot of the alums. I know you were back and forth with Casey DeSmith, who was doing a great job in net for the Penguins a couple of weeks ago. And I'm sitting here thinking, you were talking about Jason Krog being on the pond hockey tournament up in Winnipesaukee. Can you imagine being with a couple of your drinking buddies, putting together a team, and realizing, is that Jason Krog we're playing against?
That's no kidding.
Little
Kobe Baker. Colby Baker winner, and he can still play.
Yeah,
he just retired this past year. So,
right,
cool. He's been playing professionally for a long time.
Well, it's a big series coming up. We have actually we got a couple of 4-packs of tickets for tonight's game. If you want to go to the UNH Vermont hockey game tonight, you can email Laura@morningbuzz.com, and we'll see you there, Coach. Good luck this weekend. All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, gang.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Big weekend. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. He's not into that. He doesn't want to talk about the celebration. He's just talking about the game. But they got a lot of cool stuff going on. So get there early. Don't get there late if you're going to be going to the games this weekend. All right? Pretty cool. All right. Well, the lobby's filling up. We're going from hockey. Newlywed game. Brought to you by Portland Mattress Makers. South Willow Street in Manchester. Ridwell in Portsmouth and online at portlandmattress.com.
PortlandMattressMakers.com.
All right, right.
I sleep on their mattress every single night.
There you go. All right. So we got to, it's funny, they all got their game faces on.